Why did the dinosaur cross the road?
I don't know. Why?
It was the chicken's day off.
From the studios of KUM on the campus of the University of New Mexico, it's time for the Children's Hour radio show.
That is coming from a CD called The Psychedelic Souls, The Wailing Souls, There Is a Mountain, The Donovan Song. This is the Children's Hour radio show. I'm in the room with a whole lot of wonderful people. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, hello. Hello, crew. I guess let's start over here. Let's start over here.
Hi, this is Siobhan.
Hi, this is Liliana.
Good morning. I'm Kaya.
Hi, this is Julia.
Hello, this is Maggie.
Hello, it's Elliot.
Today on the show, we're going to be talking about anthropology. There was big news in science this week.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's about White Sands National Monument. And first of all, some of the news is that Senator Martin Heinrich is going for creating, instead of a national monument, he's going to see if he can make that into a national park, which offers more opportunities for tourists and more funding to provide ways of going to White Sands. Have any of you been to White Sands?
Yeah.
For our listeners, can we give a little description of what White Sands is like?
Basically, it's like desert snow, kind of. It's like a bunch of giant hills that are sand, but it's completely white, and it kind of looks a lot like snow. And you can, like, sled down them on, like, little toboggans.
It's a replacement
of snow. And it's
like snow,
sort of. Except you get sand everywhere.
It's like a giant, like, sand dune desert area that's, like, really big, and it's just completely white. Like, the sand is completely white.
It's the closest thing we get to snow here.
You know, you can see it, if you are not from New Mexico, you can see it on Google Earth very easily. You can also see it in the movie The Man Who Fell to Earth, which is an old movie with David Bowie. And there's lots of scenes that was filmed all over New Mexico. And so there's scenes there from, and in that movie, it's an alien planet, which is, of course, what it looks like when you're at White Sands. But a wonderful discovery was made at White Sands, and more was learned about that discovery. The discovery is some ancient footprints, more than 10,000 years old, that are preserved at White Sands National Monument. Not only human footprints, but footprints of other beasts from the Pleistocene. The Pleistocene being about 10,000 years ago or earlier during the Ice Age. Did you know we had giant ground sloths lived in New Mexico?
No.
Bigger than elephants.
Oh, wow.
All over. They would have been all over Albuquerque. And camels were all over here. And those footprints have been preserved. But there's a story that was released this week where they now understand more about these footprints. We're going to talk to the guy who actually found the footprints from White Sands. His name is David Bustos. He's going to join us in a little bit. Find out how kids can learn all about anthropology. This is the Children's Hour radio show right here broadcasting live atop Oñate Hall on the campus of the University of New Mexico.
Now greetings to the world. The accumulative intelligence of mankind is what makes us special amongst all other species. Everything is built upon the foundation before it. These ancient thoughts, this ancient love, these ancient hearts, ancient souls, these ancient songs, these ancient people.
I dig a big little hole all day. I dig a big little tunnel all the way. I dig a little bit and
train is 50 miles away now, 50 miles away. So I dig a bigger little hole all day, I dig a bigger little tunnel all the way. I dig a little bit and I dig a little more. And I dig into my little bitty, dig into my little bitty, dig into my little bitty, bones are sore. Now we're all breaking such a sweat, the train is getting closer yet, the captain just might lose his bet. It's 20 miles away now, 20 miles away. So I dig a bigger little, 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 I. Well, the captain's chewing his nails again, the smokestacks are coming around the bend. If we're not finished, that's the end. She's 5 miles away now, 5 miles away. So I dig a bigger little hole all day, I dig a bigger little tunnel all the way. I dig a little bit and I dig a little more. And I dig into my little bitty, dig into my little bitty, dig into my little bitty, bones are sore. Well, I can't believe it, but we're finally done. The train is here and it's time to run. Back the way that we just come, she's right on our tails now, right on our tails. So I dig a bigger little, 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 I dig a bigger little hole all day, I dig a bigger little tunnel all the way. I dig a little bit and I dig a little more.
Children's Hour Radio Show. We'll be right back.
You're tuned to the Children's Hour Radio Show here in the studio of KUNM on the campus of the University of New Mexico. Today's show is talking about archaeology and anthropology and kids. And we're going to be talking in just a moment or two with David Bustos from White Sands National Monument. But, you know, the last ice age, which we're talking like 12,000 years ago, had lots of crazy, enormous mammals. I'm like, think about things like saber-toothed cats and woolly mammoths. But it had this other animal that lived here also in New Mexico called the ground sloth. And these were huge, furry animals that are related to modern sloths and armadillos and even anteaters, but they were sure unlike the slow-moving tree sloths of today. And instead, they could be as large as elephants. And for example, some of the species found in this area stood 10 feet tall when upright, and they weighed over a ton. And on the phone with us is David Bustos. He is the resource program manager at White Sands National Monument. And that's down, well, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere, but we say you're in Alamogordo, but...
Yep, right outside Alamogordo and a little ways away from Las Cruces.
Well, we were just briefly talking about what giant ground sloths even are, and that they are extinct, sadly, now. But the kids have read this article that came out about what your discovery was, and even bigger, what that discovery meant. Can you just, for our listeners who may not know anything about this, sort of tell them, what did you find and what does it mean?
Yeah, so a lot of kids, they've seen the movie Ice Age, and people recognize Sid real well, so that he's a cartoon giant ground sloth. But this guy that we found, it was, you know, pretty enormous. It was probably about the size of maybe a silverback gorilla or maybe a grizzly bear with very large claws. And what we found, and what's really exciting about the prints at White Sands, people find tracks all over the world and human tracks around the world. But what we found is humans interacting with the giant ground sloth. So What I mean is you can see in the tracks the person was walking out, and you can see the sloth was turning around and reacting and moving. As the person was coming closer, you could see the sloth was moving back or forth, or as the sloth was moving around, the person that was moving also, you could see it looks like he was running at some places and stepping forward or stepping backwards on the balls of his feet. So it's the interaction is really unique. And then we have more Ice Age prints anywhere in Americas, and we'll see if it becomes even more than that. But there's thousands and thousands of megafauna prints, and then hundreds of human footprints too.
You guys learned that this sloth was sort of running away. Is that what we're thinking? And kind of from these humans who were chasing it. You kind of discovered that the human footprints were teenagers.
It looks like there could be teenagers. So, you know, it's hard to tell exactly the age from just a footprint. Maybe it was a woman or a teenager and a young adult. But we found all different sizes of prints. We've seen very large prints and very small prints, children's prints, and medium-sized people. So just a variety. And there's actually large groups of people. So there's three people, it looks like, on the flats, and then large groups that were walking out there, and large groups that were standing alongside them also.
Mr. Bustos, what did White Sands even look like 12,000 years ago? Was it White Sands then too?
No, so that's the neat thing. The area where the tracks come from, it's a place called Lake Otero. So that's an ancient lake, an Ice Age lake. And so it's a much wetter environment. We don't have any, we're still trying to learn more and more about the different plants that were there. But what we've seen is some, there's grassy banks on both sides, it looks like. There was just thick layers of grass. So we know that it was much wetter at that time, believed to be much cooler.
So it was wet and cool, and why do these footprints get preserved this many years, even though there's all this sand blowing all the time? I mean, that's what's kind of unfathomable to me, and I bet to a lot of other people too.
Yeah, it's really neat. You know, people, they leave millions of footprints all over the world in animals, but just a small fraction of those are preserved. And I think, you know, a lot of it has to do with just the unique characteristics of the gypsum sediment that they're in. And I'm sorry, you were asking about the sand earlier. These tracks are older than the sand, so that's also very exciting. But it was just a wet lake that they were preserved in, it looks like, and they settled in place.
And when you're the one who found these out at White Sands, are you among the group of people who found these tracks, or have these been known about and just sort of kept secret, or what's the deal with that?
Yeah, so I'm among the group. These tracks are first, some were found on the far side, not in the monument, but on the missile range, White Sands Missile Range, and at the edge of the monument, I believe in 1931, but there wasn't too many more found, and then a few more, just a small handful on the missile range. But in recent years, we've been finding hundreds and now thousands and thousands of prints.
And it's very, very exciting that this discovery was made about humans tracking a giant sloth. There's just so much in here for us, you know, who are listening here right now, in terms of, I didn't even know there were all these ancient Pleistocene footprints preserved at White Sands. Also, did we even know about humans interacting with giant sloths? Do we know, did humans make giant sloths extinct, ground sloths, I should say? Did humans contribute to their extinction? Because they're clearly extinct today. And we agreed here in the studio while we were off the mic that they're kind of scary and that we wouldn't mind if they still lived here, but the giant size is a little scary.
Yeah, you know, I think that's up for debate. There's a lot of discussions that go back and forth whether or not humans caused them to go extinct, or was a change in climate or temperature, what caused it. But the exciting thing about White Sands is you can see a direct connection, and that it does look like they were hunting them. And so there's direct evidence, and there's so many tracks, you know, we might be able to get a better understanding of this story from studying White Sands and all the different interactions that are possible.
So there's still a lot more to learn about White Sands and what you're finding out there in the middle of nowhere. We heard yesterday that Senator Martin Heinrich is going to try to make White Sands be a national park. How will that affect you and the work that you do at White Sands in terms of, you know, how does that impact you?
You know, I'm not sure. I think as far as I know, everything will stay. It'll be very similar in many ways. It'll be still under the National Park Service, which we're under right now. So our management objectives will stay the same. We'll be protecting and preserving the resources. But yeah, it'll be exciting to. It's just exciting for people to know about so many, you know, incredible things at White Sands.
So it's been a while since I've been to White Sands. And if we were to come to White Sands this afternoon or anybody come whenever, is there some way we can know when we go there about all this wonderful stuff that you're finding?
Yeah. There's we have a right now. It's just a temporary exhibit, but you are very welcome. Please come by if you all have a chance. We have a really nice exhibit of the plants and animals that are white, also many endemic species. But then also we have a small display of the trackways in the main entrance of the visitor center and a poster, and you can see almost the life size is shrunken down a little bit, but some of the tracks to scale. So a really large poster, you can see the tracks, and then there's the prints are cast also, so you can take a look at what those fossil prints look like as well.
It must have been pretty exciting to come upon these. Can you just confirm for us the actual tracks in White Sands are pretty remote? Is that correct?
Yes, they're very remote. Many of these tracks are 10 to 14 miles across the basin, and the monument, it does rest under White Sands Missile Range, so there are things that have fallen in, out of the air and throughout the past, so there are unexploded ordnance and things like that.
Yikes.
So it's not safe for folks to sort of go roaming out in that part of the park, but we are working on creating an Ice Age trail, hoping to start that next year. And so people will be able to go out and see the trail, and we'll bring some of those tracks to the public and some nice displays. And also we have virtual reality animals we're creating too, so people can actually take their pictures with an Ice Age sloth or a mammoth, dire wolf, saber-toothed cat, all kinds of exciting things.
So did White Sands have all of those animals? Did it have woolly mammoths and camelids and saber-toothed cats?
It did. When we're finding more and more, we've also found a hair. It looks like some hair of a dire wolf and teeth fragments of camels and also some of the droppings of a camel also. It's pretty neat.
Wow. Camelid droppings left at White Sands. Incredible. Well, David Bustos, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us this morning. He's the Resource Program Manager at White Sands National Monument. If folks want to learn more about White Sands or pay a visit to White Sands and they've never been there before, is there a website or what do you recommend? Do we just show up and Google it and show up to your...
Yeah, you can definitely show up, but you can go online. We have... different daily talks and special activities and other things, so you can take a look at that. But everyone's welcome to come to White Sands. Also, it opens at 7 in the morning, and then it closes throughout the season, different times adjusting with the sundown, basically. But every morning at 7 o'clock.
That's fantastic. And you were saying briefly the plants are white at White Sands, so it's not all white, and the animals are white at White Sands?
The animals are white, and we do have many endemic species of plants. So not all animals, of course, are white, but we have four white lizards, two white toads. We have scorpions.
Wow.
That are white, ladybugs that we're finding that are white, several grasshoppers, even a patchy pocket mouse. And there's some animals that like the stink bugs, for instance, and some of the ants, they don't need to turn white. They have their own natural defense, so they're not trying to camouflage. But it's an incredible place, and if you ever get the chance. The neat thing is everything's changing in a really short time. So for biological time frame, it's less than 10,000 years is the age of the dunes, and that's when all these animals are rapidly coming about.
Fascinating. Thank you so much, David Bustos, for being with us on the Children's Hour Radio Show today. We really appreciate it. Thank you, David. Thank you. And that is David Bustos, the Resource Program Manager from White Sands National Monument. And learn more about White Sands. You can Google White Sands National Monument and find out all kinds of stuff about it. I'm just curious, in my crew in the room, were you aware of all of this, like the white animals? And
I wasn't aware of the white animals. I just knew of it.
The footprints, like anything? Well, David Bustos, what a treasure for our state. And you can learn more about this article. We actually posted a lot of stuff to our Facebook page, and that's Children's Hour Radio on Facebook. We've posted photographs of these paw prints that are huge and kind of terrifying. And I can't imagine being a teenager chasing a giant sloth. Can you?
I don't know. Maybe back then, maybe it was like if you like chase pigeons away from just sitting around and you're just like, bah! And you're like, ah!
Pretty crazy.
Maybe the teens were the one that had the hunting job.
Ooh, very clever. So much to learn in New Mexico about anthropology and archaeology everywhere we go. And we want to just thank again David Bustos from White Sands National Monument. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour. This is coming off of a CD called The High Acoustic Desert Duo, Mark Dudlow and Justin Dean. This is Back in the Pleistocene.
Not too long ago, right here where we stand, the waters ran so clean and cold, glaciers moved across the land, and the woodland stretched for miles and miles across the shores of inland seas. The paths of travel were determined by the water, pollen blew upon the breeze. Back in the Pleistocene, moved across the land. place to see.
It's time for the Children's Hour Birthday Club.
Kids in the club get a birthday gift in the mail and a birthday greeting on the show.
Happy birthday if today's your birthday.
Tomorrow in Albuquerque, Rusty Wallace is turning 11 years old.
Happy birthday, Rusty.
And on Wednesday in Albuquerque, Cleo Cummins is turning 13 years old.
Happy birthday, Cleo.
Listening from the South Valley of Albuquerque, True Holyoke Leclerc is turning 8 years old on Thursday.
Happy birthday, True.
And in Edgewood, New Mexico, also on Thursday, Jadua Malman is turning 8 years old.
Happy birthday, Jadua.
Joining the Children's Hour Birthday Club has never been easier. Find the link to join at our website, childrenshourradio.com.
If you go to childrenshourradio.com during our live broadcast, you can also hear the show as we're doing it live while you see our social media feeds with photos and more info.
You'll also find our podcast playlist, quick links to the last two shows we've aired, and info about future shows.
Find our podcasts on iTunes. Search for Children's Hour Radio Show.
Thanks for being with us on the Children's Hour. We'll be back with you next week for another edition of the Children's Hour.
I can dig in the dirt, I can dig in the sand. I can dig a big hole down with my little hands. I can dig up some worms who are living way down there. A little dirt under my fingernails, I don't really care. Tick tock, tick tock, tick, tick tock, tick tock, tick. Tick tock, tick tock, tick. I'm a tick 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 tock kid. Tick tock, tick tock, tick, tick tock, tick tock, tick. Tick tock, tick tock, tick. I'm a tick 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 tock kid. Dig in the soil, I can drop in some seeds. I can dig a big hole, then plant a little tree. And I sing a little song as I'm covering the hole. Then I do a little dance so its roots will grow. Dig dog, dig a dog, dig a dig dog, dig a dog, dig. Dig dog, dig a dog, dig. I'm a dig a dig a dig a dog kid. Dig dog, dig a dog, dig a dig dog, dig a dog, dig. Tick tock, tick tock, tick. I'm a tick 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 tock kid.
Some gold if we had a treasure map. If we found a treasure chest, there'd be nothing wrong with that. So grab a shovel quick and let's get looking for the loot. If you do a little digging, then I'll share it all with you. Dig dog, dig a dog, dig a dig dog, dig a dog, dig. Dig dog, dig a dog, dig. I'm a dig a dig a dig a dog kid. Dig dog, dig a dog, dig a dig dog, dig a dog, dig. Tick-tock, tick-a-tock, tick. I'm a tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick